Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night.
All right, I got in today. We didn't have any music, so we just threw some Beatles out there. That'll work. You saw the movie yesterday, Chris. Chris Davis and Chris Lamb, the co-hosts today, along with yours truly. You loved it.
Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Great music and a good story and very, very entertaining, very funny. I loved it.
And I don't see Coach Lamb having the patience to sit through a movie.
Hey, I went and saw Hamilton the other day for my
birthday.
It was fantastic.
How many times did you get up and go to the lobby or take
I'm proud of you. Oh, it was fantastic. Now, I'm a little bummed at the way they portrayed Jefferson. But, hey, you know, maybe Jefferson was a little more, you know, flamboyant or whatever, and I don't know. He made him kind of out to be a little bit of a diva, but maybe he was. I don't know.
I think the accounts I've heard would fit a little bit, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, how do we all know?
I mean, we don't know. Yeah, we weren't there.
It was interesting. It was fantastic. I mean, I wish these guys could find all kinds of pieces of history and put it to something like that. Because I mean, everything I know about Hamilton, I think I learned that day. And what a great story. I mean, he had some goods and some bads, but there's a story there. And the guy, whoever wrote it, I mean, I saw his name, Miranda or something. Brilliant.
Let's get to Earl on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Hey, Earl.
Hey, I just want to talk in on the youth sports. After 25 years as a practicing sports-centric physician, getting away from one sport a bit, time off for these kids is most important, I think. And the evidence actually physically for these guys kind of points it out. If you're doing the same thing over and over again and not getting a break on these developing bodies, you end up getting into problems. Hence, why so many Tommy John surgeries for teenagers now. Stress fractures in their backs occurring much more because the guys who want to do every sport never give the break to the kids. And without a break, these developing bodies aren't made to go through those rigors. So if you're going to pick a sport, hey, get good at it, but ultimately you got to take a break too. You cannot wear it out as these bodies are growing, much different than an adult. He's laid his groundwork. These young guys developing, and this is to your point, Bob, different activities tend to develop different fast twitch, slow twitch muscles, lays down different sort of calcium in the bones. So early, it's real good to have some diversity. But always a break in between. Don't wear these kids out.
Thank you, Earl. I happen to agree with that assessment. I don't come at it from the background that Earl does, but I like it when I hear a kid talk to me about, I'm going to play football in football season, basketball in basketball season. I'm talking about boys now, and baseball in baseball season. But that's just me. I'm an old school guy.
I agree with Earl. I feel like, so, you know, your basketball season's winter. You run on the hardwood floor. And how come I'd always get shin splints in the spring when I'm out on the grass? I was an outfielder. You know, well, I'm running on the hardwood floor. You would think that would be a lot, you know, to contribute to shin splints. But running in and beat up outfields that all we had to play on was also different. And my body reacted to it differently. And like he was saying, I didn't have breaks. You went from one to the next. And we talk about at our level, there's reps, but there's also meaningful or meaningless reps. And if you are going to put in the time, hopefully you can get coached and kind of get it right. But, yeah, we've got to take some breaks, no question.
There's a break this week.
Yeah, but it's a built-in break. But you were talking about how and listen, once they're in high school, it's a little bit different animal. I get that. Now they're focusing on what are they good at, what are they best at. It's a rare athlete that's a junior in high school that doesn't know by that time whether he or she, which sport they are best at, right? I mean, it's rarely that you get an athlete that's saying, well, I'm equally good in football and basketball.
No, I agree.
Or baseball and tennis, or right, whatever it may be.
Well, but it might be where you're best at your school or in your league, but you might be more recruitable in a different sport that may not be where you think you are at your best, but a coach at another level might recognize that talent. Hey, Sarah Lundgren was one of the greatest shockers of all time, and she was a basketball player on paper. And we found...
So how did you go about that with her specifically? How did you convince her? Now, she's, as you said, one of the greats
right,
in WSU volleyball history,
right,
6'4".
Correct.
How did you go about telling Sarah, I know you're really good at basketball, but we think volleyball is your sport, and did you have to convince her?
Well, I think for Sarah, the highest level sport recruiting her happened to be the volleyball coach. So, hey, Abby Lehman, and I almost lost her to Pittsburgh State basketball, but here you had Division I, Division II, the only schools recruiting her, but she also would have told you that she was on paper a basketball player, but she has some very unique volleyball talents that just needed to be developed. But with Sarah, hey, I just told her what my plans were, and that was enough.
Chris Lamb, Chris Davis with us. Of course, volleyball season is, my goodness, not that far away. You have an exhibition against KU coming up on Saturday, August 17th.
Finally, so happy about that.
Now, why an exhibition? How did that get negotiated?
Been in the rules for 2 years.
Okay.
I've been unable to get one. I'm not going to use my already stretched travel budget to go very far for an exhibition, and the nearby schools were always sort of booked, so I couldn't get anybody. And this year, Ray and I were talking, and their new volleyball facility is not finished yet. So he says, hey, let's do this. I'll come to you this year. You come to me next year. I said, where do I sign? So we were able to pull off that exhibition. Because it turns out it counts as a play date. It still counts as one of your 28 play dates, but it doesn't count on paper. So you get a chance to sort of work through some things, as you would think, in an exhibition. But it worked out perfect. I had a play date. He had a play date, and we got it done.
Chris Lamb with us, as well as Chris Davis. Don't you have any questions about volleyball? You're a volleyball guy.
I used to love to go watch his girls play.
Why don't you now?
I don't know. I watch our girls play quite a bit at school, but no, what he's done with this program and the levels that he's taken it to. And I remember we're sitting in here last year, and you said the thing that motivates me the most is thinking outside the box and finding out where the pieces of your puzzle were going to fit. And I took that with me and said, you know, where are our pieces going to fit for our basketball team? And you plug in here, you plug in there, and you take away, and you put another piece in.
Quit hitting the table, would you?
So, I mean,
it reverberates.
He said a lot of good things last year. They still stick in my mind to this day.
Glad I could help.
Shockers on the road for a couple of tournaments to start the season, but then you've got to be thrilled with the field that you've gotten together for the Shocker Volleyball Classic September 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Well, I'm doing everything I can to bring, you know, the biggest and the best here for my fans. And, you know, a lot of times they line up at the right time. Sometimes they're not at the right time, as in this year. This isn't going to be a great Shocker team, but I happen to have a great schedule. But, you know, you do stuff 2 and 3 years in advance, and you're also doing stuff for you 2 and 3 years down the road. So we get Penn State coming back. That's exciting. But we got Texas here finally, and BYU on a return, and VCU on a return. So, yeah, I'm excited. That BYU-Texas, that could be Final Four right there.
Yeah, that's really good stuff. And then you mentioned Penn State. You go to Penn State to play one of the blue bloods.
They'll be Final Four, but if not this year, next year for sure.
Now, you're in a situation that you haven't found yourself in that much during your 20 years at Wichita State, where you're, I won't say rebuilding, unless you think that's the right word, you're kind of retooling or trying to figure out how to get back to that elite level.
Yeah.
Tell us about that process.
Well, there's some mortgaging going on. I knew several years ago that the team I was putting together, which, you know, ended its run in 2018 with all those seniors, I knew that, you know, recruiting recruiting to that. Girls want to come somewhere and play, and you got Emily Stockman, you got Michaela, you got Abby, Georgia. You know, it wasn't easy getting people to come when they knew they were going to sit behind there, those gals. So, yeah, there's a little bit of starting over going on, and that's happened several times in my time at Wichita State, and you just do everything you can in that sort of that first year back to be as relevant as you can, because anything you can accomplish in that year, I feel like you don't have to accomplish, you know, or work to accomplish the following year. And I just felt that, you know, last year with injuries and I thought some, I'll say it out loud, failed leadership. I just thought we maybe in part because of the injuries, we weren't as competitive as maybe we had hoped. But we were still NCAA relevant in terms of the tournament in October. It was as tough as things were feeling, we were still in the top 50 in RPI, yet nobody seemed to be feeling too good about how the season was going. But then things just kind of caught up to us. But we had a pretty good spring. A lot of our freshmen are on campus now for summer school, and they're having open gyms. And Georgia, who's out with an ACL, will be out all year. She sort of runs those open gyms, and she's putting them in drills and teaching the freshmen some of our systems. And she's really excited about a few of them. So I like what I'm hearing, and strength coach is happy, and the attitudes seem good, and we're fresh and ready to go.
And Chris Davis, campus boys basketball coach, we talked about your team. This is a big year for you. This is what you've kind of been setting up for. This is probably your best opportunity in all your years as a high school basketball coach, right?
Without question.
Not trying to put pressure on you.
I know what you
mean. But by God, you better win.
Comes with the territory. I mean, yeah, absolutely. And we're looking forward to that, and we felt like that we used May and June to really build for that and put ourselves in a position to where we can take care of business in our league and do well in postseason play. And coming up short just stinks. And you
came up short to a Southeast team that is going to be really good again too.
They are. And they were the better team that night without question. Take nothing away from them, but it stung for a while, but we're not a woe is me team. We're tie our shoes a little tighter and bounce back, and we'll do that. But yeah, it's definitely going to be an exciting time, and just to watch the rise since we've been there. I mean, the excitement and so many more people in the stands watching your kids play, and it's just and it's just not basketball. I mean, we've had a renaissance in all sports on the boys' side this year. You know, football was good. You know, basketball did their thing, and Coach Klassen and the boys won a state title, 6A baseball title. I mean, you know, there's a little bit of a renaissance going on.
All right, when we come back, we'll get Coach Lamb and Coach Davis to talk about some other stuff that's not necessarily on their beaten path. We always have to ask Coach Lamb about Bay Area sports. It's going to be interesting to get his take on the Warriors and Chris's take on a few things as well. You're listening to The Drive, KFH Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.